This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, fart sound number 3, an Ace Cosby joke of the day, and a fugitive in France. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, and good morning, and welcome to the Mr. Insinuation Show. The show, let's go to the phones and... Just go to the phones, huh? Good morning. You're on the program.
Hello, Mr. Insinuation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have a... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with my wife.
Okay.
And, well, she...
She's not letting you...
You know.
Or she's not giving you...
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh, boy.
You know, I was wondering how long that would...
She's not doing the...
Yeah. And
okay. Have you tried?
Yeah, we did that.
Okay. Have you tried this?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Mr.
Now,
I.
Have you followed? Now, if you tried that, follow it up with one of these.
Okay.
And then immediately after that, give it one of these.
Okay.
Don't forget that.
All right. Well, thank you for every.
That ought to get you.
Well, yeah. Okay.
You know. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I see by the way, we have a shortened show today. And thanks for calling today. And it's been the Mr. Insinuation Show.
Mm-hmm.
The show.
You know.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
You know.
Sure.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Jessica Alsman at the news desk for Christy Lee, who's on vacation.
Hello.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Chick.
There's Josh Arnold.
Chick. I have a trucker email here.
Oh, he's at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Coming up, I'm very excited because once again in the news, we have...
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive. My favorite is we can...
Fugitive.
What happened? That thing skipped or something. I don't know what happened. We have mail at bobandtom@bobandtom.com from Mr. Josh Arnold.
That's exactly right. This comes to us from Chick's favorite Cody, Cody Riggs. And guess what? You're talking about your name being your destiny.
Yeah.
He's a third generation trucker.
Oh.
Following in his dad's footsteps, followed in his dad's. I have a trucker request. Nothing too crazy. I'd just like to hear... Fart sound number 2, please.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, I don't have fart sound number 2. I have fart sound number 3.
I think that's a fine substitute. There you go, Cody.
No, like many sequels, like The Godfather 3, not good.
Oh,
you don't know. Godfather 1, good. Godfather 2, great. Godfather 3, not good.
I don't. I can't disagree more.
I think we're dealing.
No.
I think we're dealing with Nightmare on Elm Street 3 here. It's the best of the series.
Oh,
you think so?
Oh, Dream Warriors is the best. Freddie really comes into his own as a wisecracking villain.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much. That was very helpful. Got an interesting story here. I was speaking of fugitives, of course. Headline, Italian mob suspect held in France after 16 years on the run. Police in France arrested the fugitive mob suspect after they found him making pizzas. Interpol said French police, with the help of Italian colleagues, arrested Edgardo Greco, who was wanted in connection with 2 murders, as well as an attempted murder.
Yikes.
He said the killings were part of a mafia war that marked the early 90s in Italy. But they literally found the guy. He's been working for the past 3 years making pizzas in France. He's lived there since 2014.
Okay.
I think it's kind of an interesting story. I don't want to read the whole thing, but you know, they caught him.
No.
His most famous pizza was something called Horsehead Supreme.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that'll...
You can't do that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, but that reminds me
Horsehead
of...
Horsehead Supreme.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
That's a pizza you can't refuse.
No. But it does, it is served to you in your bed.
So, isn't that nice? Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for a palate cleanser. We'll go from the mafia to this.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby. Joke of the day.
Hey, Jit.
Yeah.
What celebrity is always up for a bowl of cereal?
What celebrity is always up for a bowl of cereal? I don't know, Ace. Who?
Reese with a spoon.
That was Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
She's ready. She's got her spoon with her.
What's that other? John? John with
John,
spoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The late.
Late. Wait, you're never on time? What are you talking about?
That's unbelievable, isn't it? We'll turn over everything to the news desk. Allsy sitting in for Christy Lee. And what have you got over there?
An update on the monkey thief. Authorities in Texas arrested a man for allegedly taking a pair of monkeys from the Dallas Zoo. 24-year-old Davian Irvin was arrested after he was spotted at another home for exotic animals, the Dallas World Aquarium, where an employee recognized him from news coverage of the missing monkeys.
I wonder if he was trying to take something, he was casing the joint, to take something from the aquarium?
Well, Dallas police spokeswoman Kristen Lohman said, "We do believe that Mr. Irvin was looking to commit another crime."
I see, that slippery little... eel himself looking for a slippery little eel.
Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Do they have monkeys there?
I commend your selling of that. I still don't care for
it. Now, do you refer to it as stealing monkeys? Do you refer to it as jacking monkeys? That might be.
I think you can. He's been charged with 6 counts of animal cruelty and 2 counts of burglary. It is unclear what Irvin's motives were in stealing the 2 emperor tamarin monkeys from the zoo.
This was a big story over the weekend on the national. Is this a TikTok thing? Why would you do this?
There's no steal monkeys challenge on TikTok. You can't just account everything up to a TikTok.
A lot of it, though.
Crossed the line. Everything's a TikTok.
Well, what was the TikTok thing last week?
There we go.
The Chinese balloon.
No, it was.
Oh no, TikTok is the Chinese thing. No, no, wait, China is the TikTok thing. I'm lost in my old conspiracy theory.
A slippery.
Somebody throw me a life.
It wasn't eating Tide Pods. It was just as dumb.
It was the tranquilizer challenge.
Yeah, the tranquilizer challenge. Taking us.
That's right.
Tranquilizing if you could fall asleep.
And I was against it because you weren't shot with a tranquilizer. You had to take it.
Okay.
Funnier if it came out of that gun, you know.
Yeah, but what else do we have over there?
Police in California are saying an errant cow broke the windshield of a Tesla before defecating on the vehicle.
Is that right?
Well, someone doesn't like Elon Musk. You train a cow to do that.
Ruin Twitter.
Dirt on a Tesla.
The police department said it received multiple calls about the loose cow causing slow traffic on local roads. Officers responded and found the brown cow running around the area. They also discovered that the bovine had been in a collision.
Come on.
With a Tesla, shattering its windshield and leaving the hood covered in what appeared to be feces. Local ranchers helped corral the animal and return it to its owner.
Again, Elon can't get any good publicity. Poor guy.
Oh, boy.
Poor guy.
He won a big legal case over the weekend. He's got to be in a pretty good place. We had... The mafia story about the second guy that got caught from his tattoos, which I think is fascinating. Did you ever watch Julia Child?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, never noticed she always wore those long sleeve gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah. That's because she didn't want to get recognized for that liquor store she knocked off back in 62.
Oh! Give me all you got!
She was probably stealing like Chambord and gin. Just weird old-timey booze.
Remember Dan Aykroyd is her just cutting himself?
The blood squirting
everywhere. Hilarious.
That was absolutely tremendous. I certainly agree.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals, based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have 0 blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas, the softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Jessica Alsman is sitting in for Christy Lee once again. Have we missed anything over there?
Zookeepers in Japan say they have solved the mystery of how a gibbon got pregnant by herself. The 12-year-old white-handed gibbon named Momo lived by herself in her cage at the Kuju Kushuma Zoo.
I am the Eggman.
Momo solo.
Kuju Kushuma Zoo. She was never joined by a companion. And though some of her neighbors are males, their cages are separated by bars and chicken wire fencing. Mm. Momo
but
gave...
But they have 11... foot long.
Momo gave birth to a male gibbon with black hair and white fur in 2021. After comparing the DNA from 4 potential fathers, zoo officials believe a 34-year-old agile gibbon named Ito is the father. Zoo Superintendent John Yamano stated, "We think it's very likely that one of those days that Ito was in the exhibition space, they copulated through a hole in a perforated partition that is meant to prevent the apes from mingling."
Now, I saw Ito on Maury Povich, and he insisted he was not the gibbon. "It ain't mine," he shouted.
So, in effect, this is a glory hole for monkeys.
Yeah.
Man, I would have thought they would have calculated the length of the member that would be required to. It just shows the urge, man. Or monkey.
Can't stop true love, Tom.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Gibbon Glory Hole sounds like a kind of a punk band.
It does. Yes, yeah.
It wouldn't be a horse. In the clubhouse turn, it's Gibbon Glory Hole.
Down the stretch they come.
I would hope there'd be some organization that looks over horses' names that's allowed to go, no.
Yeah, yeah. You're out, Gibbon Glory Hole.
There has to be an organization that would do the only thing.
You and Peacock Bukkake hit the road.
Oh. At least it was consensual. Like, she had to back up into the hole.
There's that.
Mm-hmm. They're animals.
I don't want it. And he was like, okay. Like, who
who would just put their butt against a hole in the wall?
Did he put it through first and say, come on? Or was she like...
Well, what happens if I do this?
I'm not sure. Yeah. Why don't you talk to the proprietor?
Scratch my back.
Studio 54, ask him how it was done.
Curious.
A lot of cocaine and poppers, I'm guessing. Yeah, that's always funny when these zoos suddenly have these mysterious pregnancies.
Yeah.
You always wonder, the first question is, any of the guys not show up today for work?
Oh, jeez.
I think it was Johnson again.
Anyone seen Carl?
Well, I'm sorry, what else have you got over there?
A Minnesota woman is facing assault charges after she allegedly hit her boyfriend in the head with what the police are referring to as a whole chicken.
Oh.
The victim told officers he was driving home from a bar with his 36-year-old girlfriend.
That's right.
Who was hitting him and spitting in his face.
Please stop it.
Classic.
Once they arrived home, the man said his girlfriend hit him with a whole chicken in the back of his head.
Eagle was Lake, the chicken battered?
No, but he was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Breaded?
Oh, gosh.
No, battered was right.
Was it a Mike Tyson chicken?
Sorry. Mike Tyson
chicken. Tyson, yep.
Tyson chicken.
Yep.
Quality product.
I have an email here. Good morning, imbeciles.
Hello.
Says Anthony. I love the show. Listen every morning on the 24/7 channel. I would like to ask all of you a question. As a blind listener, I am unable to see the YouTube streams or anything of the sort. You understand blind people, their eyes don't work.
Thank you, Josh. Very helpful.
No details, only shadows. That being said, would you all mind describing what you look like?
Sure, I'll go first. I got just a way abs.
To put an image with a voice. Thank you very much, and keep up the great work. So, yeah, once again, yeah, blind people, their eyeballs, something's wrong there.
They're broken.
Yeah.
So, how are we going to do this?
We can either describe ourselves.
There's nothing that can go wrong here.
Everyone will do the person directly across from them.
Okay.
So that means, Ace, you can start. You can do Allsy. Go ahead. Describe her to this
don't
gent.
Phrase it that way.
Brownish hair. Beautiful mm-hmm. smile. Very ladylike.
Caucasian.
I do have eyes. Thank you.
Okay. Allsy. Hit Ace up.
Two boobs.
Ace is a little bit larger than me. I'd say about maybe 6 foot. He looks like a linebacker.
6'2".
He's got a nice complexion.
He's a black man.
He's a black man. He's got a very nice complexion.
More of a brownish.
Well, I don't know if I said anything wrong.
Allsy whispered his race like she's my dad.
Ace is black and he's wearing black and he's got very thick, curly, salt and pepper hair. Makes me jealous.
But he never shows his hair. Always wears a cap.
He's always got a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And a very beautiful smile.
Thank you.
And white shoes.
And white shoes.
He's black from ankle to toe. Wait a minute. Ankle to head.
Willie Griswold has a nice head of hair.
Thank
thick.
You.
He's got, he's a white guy. Cherubic face.
Thank you. Mild acne. That's what you're saying there. Got it?
No.
Angel-like.
What are you, 6'1"?
I think I'm about 6 foot, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. Young mm-hmm. looking, very good looking guy.
Thank you. Okay, Josh is, let's say it, hot stuff. He's got the salt and pepper goatee. He's got the fuller beard on the sides.
He looks like a mountain man, kind mm-hmm. of.
He looks like a mountain man that also is an adjunct professor at like an online school.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah, he works at home. He doesn't want to be bothered with your you know, 22-year-old issues. He's got gray teeth. He's got always wearing a nice shirt, undershirt, big undershirt guy.
Sure.
And I mean, I'm telling you this. We can't see him now because he's wearing pants, but the calves, he's got the calves of a tuba player that's been walking around all day.
Oh, thank you very much.
This guy, he is holding something up with them thangs.
I'm 275, 6'1"-ish, yeah.
Okay, very good, very good. A wispy tuft of hair.
A balding man, yeah.
Left on top.
Wispy tuft.
Yeah, balding.
Yes. Well, the guy's blind. I don't want him to think he looks like... I don't know. You look kind of like a hefty Allen Ginsberg.
That's nice.
What if he's never seen Allen?
Doesn't this guy read books?
Well, let's do Chicken Tom real quick, because we also have to do some drawings for a deaf listener. Go on.
Chick McGee, I would say 6'2", maybe?
Six feet, maybe. I used to start out as... I was 6'2", but I've been married twice. Or is it three times?
Good head of hair, kind of...
okay, head of hair.
Salt and peppery, mostly pepper.
Yeah.
A full beard.
Yes.
Dark eyebrows. Nature gave it to him. He doesn't dye him.
The Burt Reynolds beard from Boogie Nights. Well, he doesn't know what that looks like. That's right. You're right.
Again, kind of an Ernest Hemingway-like look.
Okay.
Often we say he should join that Hemingway look-alike contest down mm-hmm. in Key West.
This is my year.
Mm-hmm. And
never coming back.
Always has sporty shoes on. Very nice.
Sporty shoes? Yeah, what does that mean?
you know.
Hey, what are you, 250, 6'1"?
240, 245, 250, about 6 feet, 6'1". Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you have nice shoes all the time. You mm-hmm. the best dresser, I think, in this room, wouldn't you say, Josh?
Yes, yes.
Wear a sweater. Very
wiener for days.
It has an intermission. It's so long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there you go. It's so long.
It has an soap elbow. Opera days of Arshlong.
And for those of you sighted individuals who haven't seen Ace Cosby, I discovered over the weekend that one of my favorite actors, ladies and gentlemen, Bokeem Woodbine, he's been in everything, looks almost identical to Ace Cosby. Or am I crazy? No.
Oh. Why doesn't Bokeem get the adulation?
I have no idea.
He's so great.
Good looking guy, too.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
He's in...
Versatile.
Fargo.
Plays a good guy, a bad guy.
Can you do Mr. Godwin for our blind listener?
Pat Godwin looks like trouble is what he looks like. No, he's balding. He's that prompted a quizzical.
What image
look?
Are you looking at? many liver spots.
I think we're going about this all wrong, ladies and gentlemen.
Lead with lies.
Pat Godwin will describe himself.
Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
Yes,
I have aging drama instructor hair. I'm 6'3". 110.
6'3", 110.
I may look 50, but I'm really 30. I'm 5'7", 220.
Generous chest hair.
Yeah, I got some chest hair going on.
You got the medallion on today?
Always, Tommy.
And that's your uncle?
St. Genesius, yeah.
The patron saint of what?
Pennsylvania.
Comics. Comics, skeptics, atheists.
Okay. Hey, St. Genesee, go birds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fly, and, Eagles, fly.
Who's going to do the big man? Who's going to do Pop?
What Tom, look like? Tom looks like evil personified. He's a,
if Mr. Burns could come to life. You're a little thicker than Mr. Burns, but you have that same, you carry yourself in that same manner. Got countenance, if you will.
White hair, bald, pink hat today, glasses.
Mm-hmm.
The sideburns of like a Civil War era accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth face.
210.
Yeah.
6'1"?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not 210. You're 180, 185 maybe.
I don't know anything.
Does that help our blind listener?
Sure. I think so, yep.
Oh, no, they're listening to something else.
Oh, yeah, we have an email from very, very boring. I'm sorry.
I don't blame you, sir.
First, there was the Beatles Anthology. Then came the Beatles Anthology 2. That would be followed by Beatles Anthology 3, and so on. Now, for the true Beatles fan, it's the collection you've been waiting for. A real behind-the-scenes look at the Fab Four. It's Beatles Anthology 43. Beatles Anthology 43, where you'll hear John, Paul, George, and Ringo in the studio working on classic songs like Yesterday.
Ringo, we won't be needing any drums on this. You can take a break.
Listen in as Beatles roadie Mal Evans tunes George's guitar. It's as if you're in the studio with George Martin as he rewinds master tape. Feel the drama as John Lennon is missing for an important recording session.
Where's John?
I don't know.
What time is it?
8:15.
Got a light?
Yeah.
Thanks. You should be here any time.
These never-before-heard recordings can be yours for only $29.95. Oh, a small price to pay for priceless recordings like this one of Ringo getting just the right drum sound. The Beatles Anthology 43. This should be the last Beatles collection you'll ever buy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.